Oklahoma to get cleaner and greener with $2.6 million from EPA, more than $5 million in brownfields funding awarded across the region. Several groups in Oklahoma will be working to transform polluted properties into community assets with the help of $2.6 million in brownfields grants from the Environmental Protection Agency. The grants were announced today by EPA to support cleanup efforts by the Absentee Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, Cherokee Nation, Latino Community Development Agency, LoveLink Ministries Incorporated, and the Oklahoma City Empowerment Zone. EPA continues to use the Brownfields Program to stimulate environmental and economic success in our communities, said EPA Regional Administrator Richard E. Green. This program is a great example of how EPA, tribes, and local groups can work together to turn contaminated properties into viable developments. Brownfields are vacant, abandoned, or underused properties with redevelopment potential that suffer from known or perceived environmental contamination. More than $5 million in brownfields grants were announced today across EPA Region 6, which includes Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Oklahoma's brownfields recipients include the following. Oklahoma City received $2.2 million to assess sites in the city's empowerment zone, conduct community outreach, and provide funds to support cleanup activities. Former oil and gas exploration, scrap metal facilities, and chemical companies have left hazardous substances in several areas. Once cleanups are complete, the city plans to focus on residential, commercial, and mixed-use development in its urban core. The Latino Community Development Agency received $200,000 to clean up the former JCPenney building in the Capitol Hill District of Oklahoma City. The site is contaminated with metals and drums of unidentified substances. Future plans for the property include locating LCDA offices at the site, which will allow the agency to expand its child, social, and education services to the city's Latino residents. The Absentee Shawnee Tribe received $156,466 to clean up the 7-acre Old Lillard Pipe Supply site in Tecumseh. The site is contaminated with metals and drums of unidentified substances. Redevelopment plans include space for two businesses and an expanded tribal environmental training center. The Cherokee Nation received $104,000 to clean up the Saline Courthouse site located near Rose. The property is contaminated with metals. Cleanup of the site is expected to increase tourism and stimulate the local economy. LoveLink Ministries Incorporated received $37,130 to clean up a vacant building on Linwood Boulevard in Oklahoma City, which is contaminated with inorganic substances. Once cleanup is complete, LoveLink plans to construct a landscape parking facility at the site, which will enhance its ability to provide social services such as counseling, recovery programs, and an after-school youth program. Since the beginning of the program in 1995, EPA's South Central Region has leveraged $2.3 billion in brownfields cleanup and redevelopment, helped create 10,700 jobs, and supported the assessment of 750 properties. The Brownfields program encourages redevelopment of America's estimated 450,000 abandoned and contaminated waste sites. Nationally, Brownfields assistance has attracted more than $11.3 billion in private investment, helped create more than 48,000 jobs, and resulted in the assessment and cleanup of nearly 12,000 properties.